Medical scientist Glenda Gray led a team that tested the J&J vaccine at 32 sites across South Africa. It's the only vaccine so far that requires a single shot. Others need a follow-up booster 6 weeks later. Gray says the J&J inoculation is called AD26.
We've already used this AD26 platform already, and we've used it extensively in Ebola, Zika, and some of the ongoing HIV vaccine trials in South Africa. Why is this AD26 vaccine important? It's important because it's stable at 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, which is the normal fridge temperature in our country.
The other vaccines need special refrigeration because they must be stored at extremely low temperatures, like -70 degrees Celsius. Gray says more than 43,000 people took part in the J&J trial in the United States, Latin America, and South Africa.
We had, importantly, lots of people over 60. A third of our participants were over 60, so we can answer the question about the elderly. 20% were over 65. 75,
She
we had over
explains that
75
more than
participants over
40% of
65,
people
about
given the
5%
test jab had
were
comorbidities, conditions
now
that make
70.
individuals very vulnerable to severe COVID-19.
Most of them had obesity or had diabetes or hypertension, and 2.8% of our participants had HIV, as well as other immunocompromised participants. This was important so we could get an understanding of how the vaccine worked in immunosuppressed people, including HIV-infected people.
The trial happened at a time when infection rates were high and new variants of the virus were emerging. Gray says J&J's teams of scientists have shown its vaccine works well to prevent moderate to critical COVID-19 infection. In South Africa, she adds, the shot was only 57% effective in preventing mild to moderate disease in people infected with the variant. But it was highly effective in preventing severe coronavirus and death in people who had the variant.
I think it's very important that we saw that the vaccine efficacy increased with the severity of the COVID-19 disease. So we saw high vaccine efficacy, 85%, 28 days after the shot.
South Africans are now clamoring for the J&J jab.
So how soon can we use this vaccine in South Africa? So I want to tell you that we are in advanced discussions to further evaluate single-shot Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in South Africa in an accelerated fashion. Over the next few days, we expect to announce a plan to expedite vaccinations using the Janssen investigational product in healthcare workers in South Africa.
Gray says the vaccine is safe. Therefore, she says J&J wants to give it to healthcare workers as part of a new study before it's officially approved by South Africa's medicines regulator.
Doing the study rapidly in healthcare workers allows us not only to help healthcare workers prevent severe disease, death, and hospitalization, but also to help us understand the vaccine as we roll it out in South Africa.
According to J&J, it'll be able to connect very closely with the state's vaccine rollout program because it's already established research sites in most of the country's provinces. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.